forever. And for our listeners right now, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee. You'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free. They'll even cover the cost of your food during the program. And just for booking, you'll receive their 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. But don't wait. This guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. That's right, the next 25 callers. So call 864-644-1900 right now and mention the code NEWYEAR. That's 864-644-1900. PhD weight loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott and Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings and it's red and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tigertown. With our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our central Clemson communities.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
From kickoff to the final whistle, your front row seat to college football lives here. On 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
All right, hour number 2, Out of Bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead with you. I did get a chance to read some more on Oklahoma State. We got a question that said, who's next at Oklahoma State? I'm going to give you a name you're going to laugh at. But I believe it. I'm going to give you some other names you're not going to laugh at. But there's one name you're going to laugh at that I think should be a candidate. First, let me tell you about our friends at Underdog. This is the best place to play daily fantasy. Ben, I don't know if you know this, but there's 1 week left in the Major League Baseball regular season. One thing that I heard, it was...
Less than a week.
6 days. Yeah. 6 days. Clock's ticking. One thing I heard the other day from somebody is this is a great chance to start looking at who needs certain statistical milestones to reach contract bonuses and just hammer those.
Oh, I like that.
So I will be doing the notable research on those and may have some plays related coming up in the coming days. Underdog is a great place to play. I love it. Every day I'm going to have plays tonight. Probably just going to, like, if the Braves are playing, which they are, I'm probably just going to assume they're going to score and the other team's not going to score much. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore dot HTML for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. Let's go to Steven in Spartanburg, who patiently waited through that break. Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in and make a couple of points. One, no lie, my next-door neighbor in Spartanburg is Tyler, so if we ever need him, you just let me know. I'll be happy to reach over and let him know that he can call in at any time and straighten this whole thing out for us again.
Not right now, but maybe soon. I'll say that.
Okay. Well, I know if we need him, I know where he lives. I can reach out and touch him. That being said, I got a humbling talk with my dad earlier, and it seems like a lot of the show today has been kind of humbling about the losses. I gave him a call, and I was just spilling about Clemson, and unfortunately, he's a Carolina fan. Don't know what happened, but I somehow became the Clemson fan and have a son who's an alum from Clemson. So, therefore, I was reaching out to him with my disgust on both programs, and he just stopped me for a second. He said, "Son, let me ask you a question." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Do you remember who was winning and losing this time last year?" I said, "Not right offhand." He said, "Well, we were all running around trying to find gas this time of the year last year because we didn't have TV or anything because we had 90% of the area without power." And he said, "And you're calling me to whine about a football game." And so I just thought some people might like to hear that. We weren't even able to watch these games last year, the majority of us. We had no internet. We had no power from the effects of Hurricane Helene. So I just thought I might call in, and after he humbled me with that, maybe reach out and humble some other people and just say, you know, it's terrible that they're losing, and trust me, I'm on that same ship. But when he put that in perspective for me, it was too good not to share.
That's great perspective there, Steven. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for sharing that. I actually thought about this the other day. Like, that seems like it happened 5 years ago. So much has happened since Hurricane Helene in just that 72 hours, or like weeks for some people, but like for us it was 72 hours of like, what do we even do? How do we respond to this? How do we move from this? And yeah, that it is pretty sobering. It is pretty sobering to come up to think about that. Before we get to Mike, I have some names for Oklahoma State. Okay. First of all, let me give you this one, all right? I'm looking at a list of the longest tenured active coaches in college football. And with Mike Gundy out, here are the longest tenured coaches in college football. I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm going to give you 10 names, okay? I don't know why I can't count in a line. I don't know. Kirk Ferentz is the longest tenured, okay, at Iowa. 1999. Kyle Whittingham, 2005. Troy Calhoun, Air Force, 2007. Dabo is 4 now. Mike Gundy was hired 4 years before Dabo. Dave Doran. Mark Stoops, 2013. That's 5-6. Jeff Monken, Army. James Franklin, Penn State. Chris Creighton, Eastern Michigan. And Chuck Martin, Miami, Ohio in 2014. If you add Pat Narduzzi of Pittsburgh, that's 11 active coaches now that have been at their schools longer than 10 years. 11. It's hard to do, is my point. It's really hard to do. Not a lot of places you're doing it. Some other guys on deck are Kalani Sitake, Matt Campbell, Jason Candle, Kirby Smart. Mike Gundy is Oklahoma State football. He just is. He has like 100 more wins than any other head coach in the history of that program. Guys have success and they leave. Mike Gundy stayed. Now, Mike Gundy didn't stay without putting his name in every hat. Remember, every time Tennessee came open, Mike Gundy became a candidate. Mike Gundy was he was perfect for Oklahoma State. They had great. Remember Justin Blackman and Brandon Weeden? Like they had some great teams, some great fun passing games. The fact that they would do this to an alum a month in tells you how bad it was. They not only lost by 66, but they lost to Tulsa for the first time since 1951. That's their last two games. They are, like, I think they've lost 11 straight games or 10 straight games to Power 4 competition. You just can't, you cannot fathom how bad this got. Remember 2 years ago, Ben, 2 years ago, Oklahoma State is like a yard away from going to the playoff. I mean, you watch an Oklahoma State game now, you would not believe that. You could not possibly believe that that's a true story. But that's a true story. When Baylor won the Big 12, when Baylor won the Big 12, Oklahoma State had a chance to go to the college football playoff, and they're like a yard short. And for whatever reason, and I truly don't know the reason. I don't. They have gone from, I said 2 years ago, 4 years ago. 4 years ago they did that. They are 4-11 in the last 2 years. I think in this area, do you think we're going to see more of these? I hate to do this in the, like when Clemson's sitting at 1-3 and Oklahoma State was 1-2. I think we will see more random one-off 2-10s and one-off 3-9s from programs who were really good the year before just because of the nature of rosters.
It's too early to tell, but there is evidence that that could happen. Now, in Oklahoma State's case, I do think there were some other there's some other factors at play that make them a little unique. Specifically, the racial issues that Mike Gundy caused on his campus and for his team, and I can't help but wonder if that's not still lingering there. Because you look. That happened in the 23 season, and they've gone 3-9 and 1-2 since.
Because remember, going into last year, they had the best running game in America, right? We're going to have the best running game in America. 2 years ago, they're going to have the best running game in America. And you're right.
I thought they were going to win the Big 12 last year. I mean, comfortably.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You've got Ollie Gordon coming off of 1,700 yards. In 23?
Listen, I do not think the two are the same. I do not think the two programs are the same. I do not think the circumstances are the same. But it is also fair to say that Clemson is tracking in that same path. I mean, there's a lot of similarities to the preseason hype and how the results have been to Oklahoma State last year and Clemson this year. But again, I do not think they're similar. But people who want to point that out, I think that's fair.
Listen, I think you're right. I think it would be crazy not to point that out at this juncture. Listen, this had to be hard, right, for Oklahoma State. I mean, you're talking about an alum, like one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the school. You're talking about a guy who's been with you for 20 years, and you're just going to move on. That's how bad it got, that it was so toxic around there. I do have a list of names. I have a Pete Nakos list of names, and I have my own couple names as well that I'll throw into the ring. Let's go to Mike and Anderson, who joins us next. What's up, Mike?
Not much. Just hanging out, enjoying the show. I had a question about the Tigers. Quick question. But if I may, I had a quick question for upper management, Ben. I have noticed in the past year, I guess, and it's probably been going on longer than that, but all of the young talent you have brought into the station, and it started with Kwok in 2010, 2011, and he's been here almost 14 or 15 years now. But you've got Will Clanton, you've got Sam Jones, Faxon, who I knew the day, first time I ever heard him fill in for someone, he'd be a regular here. And just all of this young talent, John Height. And I ask this question genuinely because I'm self-employed. No big deal. I got three guys. But what is your formula for hiring top flight, top-notch people, Ben?
Number one, Mike, thank you. You're giving the station a lot of credit that they deserve and me too much for even asking the question, but I'll try to answer. In this business, sometimes you just know about people. I mean, it's self-evident. And we've got some of those right now in the wings, actually, that I think are going to track in a similar way that Kwok has. And all of those that you just mentioned certainly fall into that. But we're kind of selective. And just because you generally know, most of the time you just know right out of the gate if they're going to make it or not.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer. But one reason I asked the question also, Mickey Plyler, I don't know how much longer Mickey's going to do his show. He's been doing it 28 years, I think. Walter's been doing his show a fairly good while now, 16, 17 years. And I'm thinking when those guys retire, and I probably won't be here then, I hope I am, but you're just in, when those guys retire, you're in very good hands with the younger guys you brought on. And just wanted to point that out.
Thank you, Mike.
It's that simple.
We do always try to look a couple of years in advance because you just never know. But I hope that it's a long ways off.
I do too. I do too on both counts. But my question for both of you guys, and I never call on Monday after a Tiger loss. It's too hard to get in, and I like to listen to all the different feedback about why they lost. And there's been 150 things brought up why they're losing, and most of them make a whole lot of sense. But I've noticed in the last two games, and maybe I put too much emphasis on body language, but I've noticed receivers glaring down Klubnik after he overthrows them or underthrows them or they're wide open and he just misses the read. But also on receivers, you know, when he does throw a great ball to them, it seems to be dropped a lot of times. I'm wondering if that could cause some chemistry problems on the field or even in the locker room, and I'd like to get your guys' take on that if you could, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. We can say more on that on the other side of the break. This will be my main answer to that. I said this yesterday. I don't think there is a collective body language on offense. Like, I'm not even comfortable saying that the collective body language is poor. I think there some individual body language is poor, but they don't have collective body language. They don't communicate. It is 11 guys in a silo on the field. Even when somebody does something well, it's just a bunch of dudes out there playing. Now, to your point, Garrett Riley actually was asked about this today, and he said that we tend to, on offense, he said, we tend to linger on a bad play. To which I would say, get them out. If you got a problem with guys lingering on bad plays, that shows. If Mike's noticing and we're noticing, people are noticing, then the coaches are seeing it. Get them out. Why are these guys playing 60 snaps if they can't get over a drop on first and 10? Get out. You linger on the side. We're 1-3. You linger on the sidelines.
Well, it's dangerous, though, when you start reading body language. I mean, it really is because, I mean, the the controllables are so uncontrollable. Like, are you running tempo, and do you have, you know, do you have time to go pat somebody on the back?
That's true.
If you're frustrated, are you frustrated because you dropped the pass, or, you know, you see TJ Moore right now drop a pass, I can't think of a specific example. I just picked his name randomly, but you see somebody, you know, throw up their hands, or you can tell when somebody's frustrated. You know, you see that body language. You don't know if they're really frustrated at Cade. You don't know if they're frustrated because they ran the wrong route, because somebody dropped it. You know, it can be a million things. And the way, the speed of football now, I mean, do you even really have time to sulk on the field? Now, if you see somebody make a bad play, and then they half A at the next play, then you got to bring them out immediately.
I get what you're saying on that, and I think there's something to that. I want to talk about that more on the other side. 654 Roar, you want to get in? Hour two of the program continues after this.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today, and let's build dreams together.
Some sandwiches are good. This one, it hits different. Meet the roast beef and cheddar, stacked with savory roast beef, crispy onions, and sharp cheddar cheese, all stacked up with bold horseradish sauce. And now, it's toasted. That means hot, melty goodness in every bite. Roast beef and cheddar. Bigger, bolder, toastier. Only at Jimmy John's.
Looking for a tractor that works as hard as you do? Come to Mahindra of Anderson, your local source for the toughest, most reliable tractors on the market. Whether you're working the farm, maintaining your property, or need heavy-duty power, Mahindra has the perfect tractor, UTV, implement, or trailer for the job. Buy it new, shop pre-owned, schedule your service appointment, or order parts with the best customer service right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Visit Mahindra of Anderson at 507 Pyramid Dairy Road or online at mahindraofanderson.com.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Careers.arthrex.com. Careers.arthrex.com is a website. Love, love, love those folks at Arthrex and what they're doing in our community. They are creating the surgical tools, the orthopedic tools, to help everybody from weekend warriors to professional athletes get back in the game. They are passionate about it. So are their employees. Just completing the perfect equation there, that makes them passionate about their employees. They want to invest in you. They want to promote you. They want to equip you. They want to grow you. They want you to have a pleasant experience at work. This is a sprawling campus with lots of amenities for the people that work there. On-site medical clinic for you and your family. Daycare for your kids while you're at work. They have all kinds of pickleball courts and athletic fields and walking trails and things like that. Super flexible, shift schedules. They have all kinds of things there. You might think, well, that's not really my line of work. They've got a lot of jobs and a lot of lines of work available at careers.arthrex.com. Go see what they've got for you at Sandy Springs, the Pendleton location, at careers.arthrex.com. A couple things on the and we can go to Dabo's press conference a little bit on this too, on just the body language stuff. I said I don't think there's collective body language. To me, that is somebody's responsibility. Like, somebody's got to build that up. I said yesterday, I think there needs to be collective body language on offense, and I think the body language on defense is too permissive. I want to see guys get in other guys' grills a little bit more. Like, I'm not talking about, you don't have to fight on the sideline, but honestly, that would be preferable. Like, in the first quarter, When you're on pace to give up 780 yards of offense to Syracuse after the first quarter, wouldn't be the worst thing for people to see a fight on the sidelines. That's embarrassing. You should be embarrassed by that. Again, I don't think that's always, like, that could be nothing. That could be just nonsense. But I do agree that when you're starting 1-3, things like body language start to pop. You start to notice. And to Ben's point, you know, you can't blame everything on that. You can't always take that into consideration on its own. I think it is I don't think it is the problem. I think it is likely the symptom of a deeper problem. Let's go to Jeff, who's up with us next. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Qualk, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Good. Before I get to my question, I got to give you an uncompensated plug for one of your advertisers. I went to Ingles today. I bought two beautiful flounder fillets and a handful of shrimp, and we're going to have a feast tonight. And I got out really inexpensively, but it's my place to go. I know you guys go there all the time, but I just had to throw that in.
Well, great stuff. I'm glad you did. Shout out to Ingles. We love them, obviously.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I hit the one in Clemson today. Sometimes I hit the one in Seneca. I'm about equidistant apart from either one of them. But anyway, my question for you is: when we hired Garrett Riley from SMU, he was blowing it away offense-wise at SMU, and I think that's kind of why we hired him. And then, like, the first year, we, it was always, well, we got to get into his plan. We got to get into his rhythm and, his offensive scheme. But now we're a couple years into it, and nothing's really changed. What's happened to him from SMU to Clemson? And I'll take it off the air. Love you guys, and enjoy the show. We'll listen to it every day. Interested to hear what you have to say.
Thanks very much, Jeff. Appreciate the phone call. That's hard to say. It's hard to say why the results haven't been there. I said this after the LSU game. Is it the coordinator's job to score in the red zone? Is it the coordinator's job to get yards? I mean, I would say all of the above, but, like, it's hard, you know. When you look at the four games as a whole, it's hard to call anything more than a failure so far. It's been a total system failure on offense. Clemson's like 14th in yards per play in the ACC. And you could say, well, Quark, some of those teams are playing tomato cans. Well, Troy's not very good. You should have moved the ball. I mean, if you're going to do that, you're allowed to do to Troy what Florida State did to Kent State. Like, you're allowed to do that. That's on the table for you if you want to seize that opportunity. I mean, I think it's a lot of things. Like, this is sort of why I've hesitated. Like, well, just bench the quarterback or, you know, fire the coordinator or whatever, because it's a lot of stuff that's just not going well. And, you know, 2 years ago it was kind of that same thing. I'd have to go back and look at it more. It does feel like we're seeing more of a 2023 version of Cade Klubnik. I don't know what to attribute that to. I didn't think he was terrible on Saturday, but I thought there were winning plays he didn't make, either because he didn't see them or because he didn't throw, you know, he couldn't make the throws. There were a number of plays that Lewis Riddick pointed out on the TV broadcast. I've gone back and rewatched, and he's like, that's an easy throw, or that's an easy play to read, or that's an easy play. You're not making easy plays. That makes it hard for a coordinator. I'll give you a great example, okay? And it's the other side of the ball. If you're Tom Allen, I'm not asking anybody to give Tom Allen a full-throated benefit of the doubt after what we've seen from this defense in four games. But I would ask you this. If you were Tom Allen and you watched your defense play the last four games, what would you base your North Carolina game plan on? What would you base it on? What would you build a game plan? What's the foundation of your game plan based on what you've seen the last four games? Similar question on the offensive side. What would you build a game plan on that you feel good about through four games? Now, for Garrett Riley, part of his responsibility is equipping the quarterback to go and play. So he has a hand in that. Tom Allen doesn't have a position group. So I'm not even going to say, well, Tom Allen could get his linebackers ready or his safeties ready or his DNs ready or whatever. He can't do that. Ben, I think that is one. Like, we could be mad at the play callers and the play calling and the scheme and all that stuff. And I have my issues on both sides of the ball with what they've, not as much on defense, but particularly on offense. I have my issues on offense. But just a little bit of defense for them, what would I do? I don't know what I would build a game plan around on offense or defense right now. Do you think it's fair to sort of approach it that way?
I do. Yeah, I do. And, you know, we can try to answer that question if you want.
Let's go to James, the truck driver, who's up with us next. What's up, James?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
But what's going on with the Gamecocks? Well, I guess it's plain and simple. They don't have a running game. But, you know, let me share this with you. I was just all tore up by South Carolina. You know, not tore up, but just going on. Oh, we had a meeting the other day at our plant. And, you know, perspective on life gives you a whole different meaning when you see things in a different way. But they called us in, you know, and not for sorrow or nothing. And it's blind. They said, Jane, we're letting all y'all drivers go September 30. You no longer have the job. And I said, well, I said, football don't seem to be important no more. And so, and then I was at church. So this lady walked up to me. She said, Jane, but you know how to pray. And sometimes encouraging word can go so far. You know, the Bible tells us to lean not to our own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. I may have misquoted that scripture. Forgive me if I did. And so I said, well, Lord, you have a purpose and a plan for this. So God worked it out. We meet with people today to talk about a job for the same company I work for, but it'd be a different group. And so I was just amazed how, you know, just simple prayer. But, yeah, I just want to share that with how God worked through. And make a brief story short, I just get excited when you, with that carpet, the new restaurant. Anyhow, this guy walked up, started talking. And for his over, he said, man, I want, can you introduce me to this Jesus? The guy got saved. The guy from, he was, I mean, really?
Wow.
So I couldn't believe that happened. He was one of the managers. Come from Arkansas, and he was down there as they were opening up the store. He just began to sit and talk with us, and one thing led to another. Hey, man, he said, yeah, I've been talking to some guys. I said, look, God loves you. He sent me here to tell you that, and you don't have, you know, but it ain't automatic, you know. So make a long story. He said, man, let's pray. You know, I said, it's not words. If you really, really commit your life to Christ, Christ will come in and change your heart, change your mind, and give you a new direction. He want to give you a new heart. So he did. So, but I ain't going to hold you up with that. I just want to share something positive on what God is doing in our lives and stuff. But I don't want to hold up the airway with all that. But you can talk about the Gamecocks now. And I get off the phone.
Hey, James, hang on a second. First, I pray that I can be as bold as you with the gospel. I really mean that. Can I put you on hold? I need to tell you something off the air real quick.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome. Very good. You know, one of the most encouraging things, James, we'll put him on hold right there. One of the things that I've been most encouraged by this whole week is I was in a car. I'd taken my kid to daycare. I was in a car when James called Mickey on, I guess it was yesterday, and he told him about his job situation. And there were two different people that said they'd love to hire him. Like that, I'm going to tell you what, man. It's not, look, I wasn't waking up on Monday morning feeling bad about the world, okay? Like, football's not the world, all right? Football's important. Football makes the world go round in Clemson. It pays the bills for a lot of people. It is, like, it's not unimportant. It's not trivial, okay? It's important to our bottom line here, and it's important to a lot of people's bottom lines and here and in Columbia and all over the place. But, man, that was such a heartening few minutes where he's telling us, and he's not telling a story looking for a job. He's just telling his story because that's what God's doing in his life. And the fact that there were people willing to step up and hire him like that moment, it shows what an influence that he has and what the platform that he took. He was given that platform by God, I believe, but the platform that we provide to be a light. And that's, you know, I don't always say good things happen to good people, but man, it feels just that James will be taken care of by our audience. So it was incredibly heartening to hear that exchange that he had with Mickey yesterday morning. And I'm glad that there were people willing to step up on that. Let's take a break. When we come back, you know what? Before we go to break, let me tell you about our friends at Buff City Soap. BuffCitySoap.com. You can see, we told you about the great deals that they've got right now. They have brought back the body butter. Ladies and gentlemen, that is breaking news. That is a big, big deal. We also have they have lots of sales, lots of combos, gift bags, goodie bags. They do soap-making parties for your kids, for your like church group, for your group of people. Those are great. Those are fun. Go by and see them. Two upstate locations, shops at Green Ridge, Hartwell Village, always open at BuffCitySoap.com. Stay with us. Tiger fan Becca is going to join as Hour 2 continues next.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Plyler Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Towboat US comes in. With memberships starting at just $109 a year, you get on-water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, and soft ungrounding for any freshwater adventure. Plus, we also offer boat salvage and boat recovery, boat transportation, and on-water training. Remember, we're here for you when you need us. Trust Towboat US to keep your boating experiences smooth and worry-free. Check HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security, do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Are your kids climbing the furniture like it's their full-time job? Been there, done that. So save the furniture and really climb a wall at Blockhaven, Greenville's indoor bouldering gym. Think of it as the place where the whole family can burn energy, have fun, and maybe even find their next obsession. New to climbing? Awesome! They've got over 200 routes that change monthly, so there's always something new to try and plenty of ways to burn off that back-to-school energy. Even better, Blockhaven is built for all ages. Kids and adults climb the same walls side by side. It's active, screen-free time that actually wears the little ones out. And hey, you might even have fun too. Just dropping in? Great! Want to come more often? They offer youth memberships, after-school clubs, camps, and even a competitive climbing team if your kid really catches the climbing bug. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass. So swing by Blockhaven, where your kids can climb higher, you can try something new, and nobody's stuck on the bench.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco! Catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes! Touchdown! from 76.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'll tell you this, Ben. We're vibing. The people don't like Clemson, and the people don't like South Carolina. And we have very, very few positive comments. But the thing that the people love is James, the truck driver.
That is true.
I mean, exclusively across the board, the text line lights up. Just like he brightens our days, the text line lights up when he calls every time.
You know, the day Darren and Pickens started the show off, and we, with some things he said, and we had really positive comments on the text line from that, and then again from James there. That's awesome.
I'm going to do this. I wasn't going to do this today, but I feel like I need to because of the tenor of the show, and then we're going to go to Becca, and we're going to go to Jason Columbia, okay? Two things from Dabo yesterday. One of the strangest toned press availabilities that I've ever heard personally from Dabo. And I've been in almost every one or heard it later. Press availability that he's done since he became the head coach. There were like 10 Bible references in a 20-minute press conference. He talked about the team meeting where I was like, did people get baptized like this? Like, he was very somber talking about this team meeting. And it was just odd. Like, it was a very different energy than I expected him to bring. Not necessarily with all the religious references, but just the tone of his availability. He wasn't challenging, like, hard questions. He got questions about staff changes, questions about quarterback changes, questions about all that. And he really answered them very gracefully, like, graciously. He was not defensive. It was a very somber-toned 20 minutes.
I think it gives you a peek into how he is taking this stretch. We know how fans are taking it. If you listen to this show yesterday, if you listen to this station yesterday, you know how we're all taking it, and it's not very good. The head coach is not taking it very well either. And, you know, in a strange way, I think you should be comforted by that. That he's not taking it well. He's not taking it well at all, and he shouldn't. When things are bad, I'm sure you've noticed this too. Christians and non-Christians alike, when something bad happens in your life, you're a lot more prone to talking about the religious aspects of your life. I think that is just true.
Yep.
You know, like now I want to be more like James if things are good or bad, I'm doing it. Right, but things are not good for Coach Swinney right now, and he's more prone to talk about those kinds of things, just like any of the rest of us.
He didn't tell us what happened in a team meeting, nor really should he. That's really within the team. Mm-hmm. I would tell you this, though, because we know this is true. Like, people were turned off by all of the religious imagery, I think, across the board.
And I understand that. I do.
I do, too. I thought it was weird.
I understand that.
I thought it was weird. We came to a football press conference, and there was a lot of Jesus in there. And you know what was crazy is he could have used those references, and if he was like, we're firing this person, we're benching this person, nobody would have been mad about the religious stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was that he basically did what is in his nature to do. We talked about this yesterday. He has not made a consequential change to the program from a position of relative weakness during a season since the day he was hired as the interim head coach. He has not done it. Now, I said, looking at the last four games, it would be hard for me to take the status quo, same starters, same staff, same everything, into Chapel Hill in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It would be hard for me to do that. That's just the bottom line. I think it would be hard for a lot of people. I think Dabo Swinney has always seen the season as a job interview to some degree. Like, you're trying to earn your job for next year. So when he's asked about staff changes, he says, that's not the plan at this time. He said, we all need to be better. I think what people hear there is that nobody's being held accountable for this. And I do think there is accountability both now and deferred, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and Texas said problem is he said no coaching changes will be coming, comes off as sounding like everything is fine. I disagree with you there. I hear what you're saying. He didn't say no staff changes are coming. He said none are coming now. The question was, are you considering making changes now? And listen, he did not give a rousing no on that, but he did push that more towards the end of the season.
He was
and I talked to someone that has been on a coaching staff in the past and said, in college football, it's really things get reassigned internally a lot of times, and fans don't even know it. But because it may be different now because you can, you know, who can go out and recruit and stuff has changed. But it's actually kind of rare that assistants get fired in the middle of a season. I told you yesterday, and just for the record, I mean, I said on the air yesterday, I felt like if you knew there were guys at the end of the season that you were going to part ways with, that one way to get your message out there that you're serious about thing is to at least let one of those guys go now. I said that yesterday, and I'll say that again. But that doesn't mean that I'm right or and Sweeney's wrong. I mean, it's his program. You know what I mean?
And he doesn't know. I mean, and that's the other thing. You know, he keeps getting asked about Cade. And Garrett Riley was asked about Cade today. He said, we're not even close to going to Vezina. To me, you could see that as a ringing endorsement of Cade. You don't have to see it as a ringing endorsement of Cade, though.
Yeah, and now Coach Sweeney was not like, was asked about that last night on Tiger Hour. And, again, he did not give a solid yes or no.
Right.
And I don't want to – I don't remember exactly how he phrased it, but I can tell you it was not a solid yes or no. I don't think that Sweeney at this point comes across as sounding like everything's okay. I think actually just the opposite. Now, has he in the past? Absolutely he has, and that makes people uncomfortable. I do not pick that up from him. It's a totally different vibe from him this week.
The disconnect between Dabo and the fans right now is that the fans think the season's over. And they might be right that the season's over. Dabo, in doing what he did yesterday and sort of framing everything, we're not going to make staff changes, we're not going to tell you who's not starting and all this stuff, he thinks there's still more to play for this season. He's not turned the page like a lot of fans. And that's going to frustrate people, I think. Let's go to Tiger fan Becca, who's up with us next. Hey, Becca.
Hey, Quag. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Well, you know, I was on the bus yesterday yesterday of the Clemson Fury. But, you know, there's a couple of things. I think that where Clemson is, and me and my sister have talked a lot through some of the things that we think are issues. Dabo has a loyalty to end of no other. He's going to be loyal. And we have been in an era now where the player loyalty does not have to be where it was when we had the Watsons, the Lawrences, the Watkins, the Hopkins, the Taj Boyds, where we had the player buy-in. It was bring your own guts, and we don't have any players that bring anything to the game but lethargy half the time. Where's the dogs at? You know, where's the Ben Bulwers out there, like, just ransacking the offense and, like, in it? And we've had to bring – we're watching a transfer portal guy that was brought in that wasn't a highly not recruited to come to Clemson, who is wearing the pall better than these guys that had been recruited by Clemson to come wear the pall. Where are our pall wearers? Where are they at? Where is our coaches in the players' faces saying, this ain't Clemson, this ain't it. We're not going to halfway jog to the ball. Get to the ball.
Becca, that'll preach. I don't disagree with any of that. You know, we said this yesterday, that I think the fact that Will Helt and Tristan Smith appear to be playing as hard or harder than everybody else is actually an indictment and a challenge to Clemson's culture, whatever that means these days. That you've brought in people off the street that appear to care more than a lot of people who have been invested in for years and years. And you know what? If that's true, if what you're saying is true and what we're seeing with our eyes, if there's some fruit there on that tree, I believe that Dabo Swinney also knows and recognizes that very same thing. So if what we're saying is true, I think that's one of the reasons.
Too, Quok. I think we had to lose to Syracuse, and he had to have that moment on the field Saturday to see it. It had to happen that way. If we would have beat Georgia Tech and we would have been beat Syracuse, no one would be having these conversations.
That's awesome. Becca, I appreciate the phone call. That's great. No notes, Becca. I think she's right.
Texter's wondering if you're available for team meetings, Becca.
Let's go to Jason in Columbia. Final 2.5 minutes or so of this hour. What's up, Jason?
Oh, Becca. Becca. Becca's got me fired up.
I know, man. She got excited in there. I love it.
Yeah. I tell you, and truck driver James. James, we love you, dude. We got two good Gamecock James that call the station, both of them, actually. But we love truck driver James. You put that positive energy out there in the universe. It doesn't surprise me. He'll be landing on his feet very soon.
Heck yeah.
You know, I will say, man, Ben, it was interesting when you were talking about people giving up on the Gamecock fans, giving up on their season. I think it's just maybe because they, and my best friend's a Gamecock, he told me before the season they were going 10-2 and making the CFP. And I said, I'm on my way over. I'm going to pick you up and drop you off at Bull Street to get the help you need. And I told him we were going 11-1, so I guess we'll be sharing a padded cell, just like old times. But I think it's just basically that they're kind of like us. They don't have the year-in, year-out expectations of making the playoff, but they definitely did this year. And the same as us, Heisman hopeful at quarterback and definite playoff contender. And I think, you know, obviously for us, that ship has sailed. And I think for them, too, coming out of September with two losses, when you look at the rest of their schedule and the makeup of their roster. So I guess, Ben, when you're talking about giving up on the season, do you mean like just bottoming out, like fans saying they're going to go 4-8, or is it just a reflection of the same disappointment we have as Clemson fans that the CFP dream is not going to happen? And I love you, Becca, wherever you are.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that. Maybe I didn't understand South Carolina fans' level of optimism in the preseason, because I didn't get a lot of that, actually. I mean, that's always a possibility, I suppose, but I didn't get a lot of playoff talk from Carolina fans. So maybe that's why I'm a little surprised that, again, maybe I just didn't understand what their expectations were. I kind of thought of South Carolina as being a team similar to last year, where, you know, 9-3, maybe 8-4 with the schedule not terrible. And, you know, like an 8-4 to me is still not completely out of the realm of possibility. Now, you lose this weekend, it is.
Now, I would agree with that. More thoughts on that. Plus, we got to talk about Bruce Pearl. People are giving us breaking news on the text line from all over the fruited plain. Hour 3.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Discover the best-kept golf and dining secret located in Oconee County off I-85 at Exit 1. Chickasaw Point, with breathtaking golf on the hills course to scrumptious dining at Overlook Restaurant and Bar. It's unlike any golf course you've played anywhere in the upstate. Reserve Overlook Restaurant for a meeting, wedding, birthday, or anniversary. Enjoy lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. For Overlook, go to ChickasawPoint.com, and for golf, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931, when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft-dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
At Carolina Lawn and Tractor, you can now get a John Deere Compact Tractor Series 1 through 4 at 0% for up to 84 months. Certain restrictions apply. See dealer for full disclosure. And with a full service and parts department, they can keep your John Deere running smooth all year long. Carolina Lawn and Tractor has been serving the upstate for over 40 years and is family-owned and operated. Visit them at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's, or shop our website, carolinalawnandtractor.com.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear, as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo, we have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Petroid Road, exit 90, on I-85.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.